I'm Tabitha Safty for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
The cart should stay plugged in at all times, and it constantly talks to the server.
And you don't have to push the silver button.
At Mitchell Elementary School in Charleston, nurse practitioner Kelly Garber with the Medical University of South Carolina teaches the school nurse, Lydie Collier, how to use a telehealth cart. The newly delivered equipment has a computer monitor attached at the top and wheels at the bottom.
It is much different than a regular otoscope.
Yeah, it feels a lot different.
The cart comes with medical tools like a digital otoscope for examining the ears and nose, and a digital stethoscope for listening to the heart and lungs. When students get sick at school, these devices will allow doctors to see images in real time during virtual consults with parental consent.
I think a whole new world of healthcare came into Mitchell today. We were training for a cart that will allow kids to have so much more access to healthcare.
Soon, Mitchell Elementary will join more than 50 schools in the state that use telehealth to diagnose and treat students' health issues. Greenville Health System, or GHS, has been providing school-based health services since 2015. Christiana Novakovich is with the Care Coordination Institute, an organization that assists GHS with their telehealth programs. She says telehealth consults happen in a total of 4 elementary and middle schools in Greenville through a rotating system.
The nurse practitioner rotates at one school every day. If a child shows up and they need to see the nurse practitioner, the school nurse can just wheel the cart in and contact the nurse practitioner at one of the other schools. If need be, they can call in one of the pediatricians that provides coverage for those schools as well.
A school nurse cannot prescribe medication for students, but through telemedicine, a nurse practitioner can online. Novakovich says the program aims to increase access to care for children in underserved areas and allow families to stay local without having to travel far distances. The Medical University of South Carolina, or MUSC, started their school-based telehealth program in 2013. Dr. Catherine Cristaldi, medical director for the program, says the system does not aim to replace local doctors.
The primary care providers in each community are contacted and engaged, and we encourage them to participate at whatever level they feel most comfortable with. So by communicating with primary care providers, we make sure that the integrity of that system is maintained.
Cristaldi says school-based telehealth was inspired by school-based health. In this model, health centers with on-site providers are brought into the school building or property to deliver primary care services to students. Garber, a nurse practitioner in the program, explains that the majority of schools served by MUSC do not have a school-based health center, so the connection is made directly to the school nurse's office.
Telehealth allows us to bring a school-based health center into urban and rural schools that otherwise might not be able to afford to sustain a school-based health model in person.
MUSC works collaboratively with the School-Based Health Alliance, a national organization that promotes and supports school-based health. John Schlitt, president of the organization, says that across the country there are 2,300 school-based health centers. 7% of them are using telehealth to expand services.
The Alliance is very, very interested in the opportunities that telehealth and telemedicine provide in school-based health centers and in school settings. This is still a very young field, and we're still learning a lot about both the opportunities and the challenges.
Coverage and reimbursement standards for school-based telehealth vary across the U.S. While stakeholders are working with insurance companies for coverage, currently in South Carolina, Medicaid is the only provider that offers coverage for telehealth visits in schools. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safty with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.